So point number one is, if you're sick, don't come. I mean, if you're sick, you don't need... If you're sick, don't come to church. But if you're whole, you don't need a physician. So I think about these chicken pox parties. I was talking to Pastor Shelley about this last night. He said his mom, when you know they used to have chicken pox parties. My mom said the same thing to me, is that they used to go, and if your babies are really young, you would go and try to mix them all together and try to get them all chicken pox while they're young, because if you get them when your brother Eli's age, then you get shingles, and you know, if you're my age, I'm just saying that because he's older than me, I think.
By a year.
Yeah, by a year, but he's still older. But anyway. But if you think of it, so I understand like where you would be coming from, because like when I was 6 months old, I had chicken pox and I had six pox on my body. So I understand the mentality of it, but some people never get chicken pox and they just live their life and they don't have it. But I understand that mentality, but is God for that mentality to just make yourself get sick? I don't think so. You know, because if you're whole, you don't need a physician. So why would you introduce yourself to a person that has a dirty, filthy disease, and try to get yourself dirty and filthy? That doesn't make sense. So if you're already whole, you don't need a physician. So don't try to play God, and you know, say, well, I'm going to get my kids chickenpox so they don't get shingles when they're older. I understand the mentality, but I don't think it's principally right. So what are you supposed to do? When you get sick in the Bible, you're supposed to quarantine yourself away from other people. You know, if you had leprosy, then you were supposed to shut yourself in for 7 days. Then the priest would look at you, and then he would look at you and pronounce you either, if you were clean, he'd pronounce you clean. If you were unclean still, he'd do another 7 days. That's 14 days. That's kind of the norm in quarantines. And guess what? God had that technology and that science already before, you know, the bigwig doctors ever thought about having it. You know, doctors used to say that bloodletting was a way to rid yourself of diseases, but if they would have just checked, it says the blood is the life of a man. The blood is the life of our beings, of everything on this planet that's breathing. Then they would have known that that's unbiblical to bleed yourself out. You need that blood in your body, okay? It's not going to help you. So barbershops, so they have that thing that swirls. That was actually, they were the barbers and the bloodletters at the same time. So they'd cut you open and let you drip your blood out, you know. And they think that that's what George Washington died of, is being, having a bloodletter, like drain his body of blood. So obviously we need blood to live. So there's no teaching or principle in God's word to make yourself sick or unclean. And, you know, washing things that you've touched or sat on or scorching those things with fire, that's what God calls upon to make things clean. How many times in the Bible does it say wash with water? Because water is what's going to clean you. And so, and also things that you were, like if there are pots and pans or things like that, he would say to burn those things. If they can get through the fire, then you could still use them. Because that temperature is going to kill those germs that were on those items. But if you couldn't do that, then you were to throw them away because they were unclean.